producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Ooh, brr, brr. Oh, I'm so cold. You know, my studio is 57 degrees, the studio. Outside, it was like 34 degrees this morning. I live in Vegas. Vegas. I mean, look, okay, if you're going to be this cold, you might as well snow. But don't be brown outside and this cold. So I'm really kind of having a problem with this, because if it was just laden with snow and I could be making snow angels and sticking my tongue outside and getting a snowflake on my tongue, I'd be a happy girl. I wouldn't complain. But when there's no snow, I don't want it this cold. In my studio, I don't know. Nobody had the heat on over the weekend. I am freezing. I mean, I am a little bit more perky looking. But nobody really sees me in my studio. I really need a camera in here. Because on a day like this, man, Pamela Lee Anderson should have nothing on me. I mean, I am that cold right now. But you know what? We'll make it work. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I know many of you are like, oh my gosh, I didn't have enough Xanax. I really hope you guys didn't start a Xanax addiction over the weekend. I mean, you know, I know the family is frustrating, and I gave you guys tips on how to deal with the family, and I hope you guys, you know, got through it. For me, for Thanksgiving, this was one of the best Thanksgiving I ever had. It was awesome. We went up to, there's a mountain nearby. I live in Las Vegas, and we have this huge mountain range. It's not a part of the Rockies. It's just a bunch of mountains. And, I mean, I'm sure there's a name to the mountain range, but I wouldn't know because, you know, I'm not very good with geography. But there's we got this mountain called Mount Charleston. And it is beautiful up there. And there's like a lodge. And so me and some friends, we got the families together. We're like, we're going to go up there and do Thanksgiving up there. Now, the only problem is, okay, when you have Thanksgiving at your house and mom starts to talk and, you know, family starts to bicker, you could go, I have to go to the bathroom and sneak away. You can't do that when you're driving up the mountain because you're kind of stuck in the car. And so my cars had to listen to my mom talk. But I got to be very, very careful with the way I deal with my mom, because my kids are watching and they are starting to approach me with the same snarkiness that I approach my mom. So like, for example, one time we were taking her, we love to go, you know, camping on Thanksgiving and do our turkey outside and stuff. So one year, you know, we were doing that, we were driving, and she was just going on and on and on for about 30, 40 minutes about like a desk calendar. She has a desk calendar, and how, I don't know, she would paperclip something to the desk calendar so she could flip through it quickly. And I don't know what the hell she was talking about. But for 30 to 45 minutes, she would just talk about this desk calendar. So my husband's driving. You can see he's getting sick of the subject. So I it's starting to get a little dangerous. We're kind of on a windy road. So I go, Mom, listen. Listen, we got Thanksgiving dinner. And this desk calendar dissertation you're giving us is so fascinating that I would love you to save some of the pieces of your story for Thanksgiving dinner. Because otherwise we're going to have nothing to talk about. I mean, nothing as fascinating as your desk calendar discussion. So if you don't mind, can you save, just let's just stop it here and keep us hanging, you know, like a sequel, and we'll use that for Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, and that's how I get her to shut up. Well, meanwhile, so my kids are picking up on that. And now that they are 15 and 3/4 and 13, they are starting to get bigger than me. And so they're not worried that I'm going to turn around and whoop their butts when they back talk. So here I am, I don't know, talking about something. And all of a sudden, you know, one of my sons interrupts me and go, Mom, Mom, mm-hmm, yeah, baby, Mom. Listen, I really want to hear what happened at Walmart to you. And I know you are just about to go into what happened in the linens and home furnishings aisle. But if you don't mind, Mom, can you just wait? Because I know this is a real good juicy piece. And I want us to be able to, you know, savor that story another time. I mean, I'm like, wait, you are doing to me what I do to Grandma. Oh, hell no. So I know I'm going to regret it because I kind of gave my mom a real hard time this holiday because I just didn't want to hear anything she had to say. And it stinks, you know, because, guys, you don't realize this, but, you know, when you're a parent, okay, especially a mommy, okay, your whole life is about your kids, even when they grow up. Okay, and so you think you're the kid's center of attention. You gave birth to them, you breastfed them, you bathe their little tushies, you change their diapers, you clip their little toenails, you know, you, I don't know, plucked and prodded and, I don't know, you nurture them and then they grow. Then they grow up, or before they leave the house, now you're a nuisance. They don't want anything to do with you. And then they leave. And here you are going, well, I basically dedicated my whole youth and decades to raising you, and now you want nothing to do with me, and I'm just left out in the cold? Yeah, Mom, yes, thank you. Thanks. And see you around. And it kills us. You know, so I finally get my mom. I get my mother-in-law. I get why they try to cling, and they don't know how to get back in. You know, how does Grandma get back in when she drives you crazy and she sits there and talks about a desk calendar till you want to, you know, throw up and throw yourself out of a moving car? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But if we could figure it out, I think we'd have a much easier Thanksgiving, wouldn't you? All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm looking at the studio now. The studio is now up to 59 degrees. Ooh. All right, it's warming up. It's getting toasty in here. 59 degrees. You know why I'm so upset? Somebody stuck the air conditioning. They put the air conditioning on. There is no reason it should be 50-something. I'm paying for air conditioning. And for those of you who live in Vegas, you know air conditioning is really expensive out here. Really expensive. I could hire somebody to just blow on me. Just blow. And it'll be a hell of a lot cheaper than what we spent on air conditioning. Somebody has the air conditioner on in the middle of December? What? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Bite. All right, guys, we are back. I'm going to stop here, Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. Oh, I hope I'm not getting sick. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I feel a cold coming on. When I went to the emails over the weekend, I expected to see a lot of medical questions, but I got an email like this, okay? Michael writes, just called my doctor this morning. I was on a flight yesterday and sat next to someone sneezing and coughing, and he looked like he had the flu. So I called my doctor and asked him to call a Z-Pak into Walgreens, and he wouldn't. So what? I have to wait to get sick first? Will you call in a Z-Pak? No, I am not going to call in a Z-Pak. Come on, people. I'm supposed to be here to answer your medical questions. And to give you guidance, I am not a pen dispenser for antibiotics. But you see, a few things is going on here, okay? In Michael's defense and in the doctor's defense, okay? So here you are. You're on a plane, okay? You usually get sick this time of year. This is what everybody seems to get their coughs and colds and their sniffles and their sore throats and they're feeling like crap. Okay, I get that. So you're feeling like crap and you know you're going to get sick. You saw the person who exposed you. And I sometimes think when you think about it, it's going to happen to you. You know, like you remember when your mom would say, okay, if you open up a window and you get a chill, then you'll get sick. You're like, oh, damn, the window was open. I'm going to get sick. And then it just seems to happen. So my guess is Michael is probably going to come down with something. Okay? And, you know, I understand as a patient, okay, you're busy. You know, you guys just got done with Thanksgiving weekend. You don't have time to take off. You're supposed to now be working full-time straight through until the holidays. That's the way most of our jobs are. Now, you can't stop everything to go and sit in a doctor's office for 3-4 hours. So I understand why you want an antibiotic just to have. And usually Z-Pak seems to cover you, so that's why you're like, let me just have a Z-Pak so I'm good and then I can leave you alone. And it's not even about saving the money for some of you guys. For some of you, it's just luck. It's just a convenience. So I get that. Okay, but look at what happened. Okay, you were on a plane and you're not sick yet. And you call the doctor either on vacation or Monday morning or whatever. Okay, there's no way people are going to get their prescriptions right out the door from Collins because most likely doctor's offices are really, really slammed. If they were closed over the holidays, you know how many phone calls and labs and things are piling up? So they're probably not going to stop everything and call in the medication. Next, you say you sat next to somebody that looks like they had the flu. Well, then why would he call in a Z-Pak? If you're worried about flu, then he would have to call in an anti-flu medicine, like Tamiflu. See? And on top of all of that, we doctors are getting yelled at and scrutinized all the time for overwriting antibiotics. So, of course, your doctor is probably going to say, look, just come in and I'll see what you got and I'll decide what to give you. You know, one of my friends called me this week and going, I think I got, you know, an STD, condom broke, call me in something. I'm like, well, what STD do you think you got? Do you think you got herpes? Do you think you got chlamydia? Do you think you got gonorrhea? Do you think it was HIV and you need the post-exposure prophylaxis? What? You know, because there's a variety of options. And I know many of you guys, you know, work your medical provider to just give you Z-Packs when you want. But we can't. Like, there's an article that we're going to be talking about how they say the indiscriminate use of antibiotics is, you know, putting us all at risk. Okay, so they're saying indiscriminate. And I got to be honest, if a doctor, because you got off a plane, just writes you a Z-Pak, that would be considered, according to either, I don't know, the CDC or whoever wrote this study, that we are indiscriminately writing them. So this is what I suggest you do, and I suggest you guys do this all the time. And again, I don't know if the CDC or the, you know, U.S. Task Force would like it, but what I say you do is this, okay? You know, hopefully you guys have a doctor or a medical provider that knows you, that's been following you for a while. And they look at your chart, and you usually once a year come down with a bronchitis or come down with a sore throat, etc. And so I would suggest you go to your doctor once this holiday season, okay, and catch up on everything. Are you up to date on your blood work? Are you up to date on that? And then talk to them about, look, are you comfortable with my knowledge of what happens when I get sick, and are you comfortable writing me something that I have just in case? You know, like, you know, my kids, they get pink eye usually, you know, this time of year or whatever. And then see if your doctor is comfortable writing something. Now, I have to be very careful because, again, I do not like writing antibiotics for healthy people. Okay, but if I have somebody who by the book with their COPD starts having an exacerbation, and we found that Z-Packs work well with people with COPD, or you have somebody who's had the pneumonia shot, but they always seem to get pneumonia this time of year, you know, I got to tell you, usually what I do in my practice is I always save them a spot. I really don't like to give people antibiotics to have them treat on their own at home. I just always have a spot. I'm like, you know what? We'll squeeze them in. Get them in. But for some of you that don't have that relationship, it's an option. All right? Where you're like, look, you know, I want to make sure I have something just in case. But don't be surprised if doctors don't want to do that, especially like with flu. We shouldn't be giving a Z-Pak for the flu. If you have the flu, then we need to treat it with Tamiflu. Or we need to treat it with symptomatic measures, or, you know, we don't throw an antibiotic at you. So I understand you're frustrated, but it's the day after a holiday, and that's just, you know, there's only so much your medical providers would do. But you're right about many times a doctor will not treat you until you're sick. Now, I don't think they've done enough studies looking at how to prevent getting sick. You know, have they studied somebody who takes an antibiotic because they were exposed, and does that prevent them from getting sick? Now, the logic would be there. The logic would be there. Look, before the bacteria takes hold, starts to duplicate, multiply, replicate, etc., let's hit it with an antibiotic, and so he never gets sick in the first place. Well, that's nice. That's fine and dandy. But how many antibiotics then get written? And the bacteria never was going to take hold anyway. And now you've just increased the chance of antibiotic resistance. That's why they won't do it. And we doctors are now being yelled at over and over and over again and so highly scrutinized that it's extremely frustrating. And I get that. We are writing antibiotics and these Z-packs are being just, I don't know, thrown around like they're cards on a poker table. And we just can't do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, as we go into this next story, okay, so we doctors and we medical providers are putting people at risk for all the antibiotic prescribing. And, okay, thank you for putting us to blame. Okay, but it's what our patients want. Okay, our patients are the ones that go, look, this is what I want. It's a whole different approach in healthcare. In the olden days, you went to your doctor, and the doctor would be like, okay, well, I would like to, do this. And you're like, thank you, doctor. I really trust you, whatever. That's not what happens. People walk into me like a McDonald's, and I hate that. And I yell and scream, and I'm like, you got to show me more respect. You know, my MD, you know, is worth a lot more than you trying to, you know, turn me into a pest dispenser, but it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. People know what they want. They go, don't give me this, don't give me this, don't give me this, don't give me this, but give me this. And if I try to give them something they say don't give me, I could be sued if they claim they had a reaction or they claim it didn't work. It's different now. You have to prove what saves you many times in a lawsuit is the patient wanted this and refused the other treatment I recommended. But is that how we're practicing medicine? So there's an article here from the Washington Post. They say the following states have the highest antibiotic prescribing rates. All right, where is it? All right, so you look at the Midwest, okay, like Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, largest number of prescribing. Nevada not doing that bad. This is according to Pew Charitable Trust. They say 45% of all antibiotics prescribed in outpatient settings in 2013 were written by primary care physicians like family doctors, pediatricians, internal medicine. And physician assistants and nurse practitioners wrote 18% of them. So the nurse practitioners and physician assistants are a little bit better at saying, look, I'm not going to write it for you, because they follow the guidelines a lot more. A lot of the doctors are like, okay, you know, you want it, you're giving me, you know, a headache, you're going to threaten to sue me, fine, here's your antibiotic. And people don't seem to sue the physician assistants or nurse practitioners as much as the doctors. So I think that's a big reason, okay? As we see antibiotic resistance increase, okay, these resistant bacteria can start to spread. Now you get more exposed because it's in your meat or it's in your schools, etc. And this could be pretty scary. So, you know, I don't want to sit here and go, oh, my gosh, you know, the world is ending and you know. No, but you know, we really need to take this seriously. And so if you don't need an antibiotic, please don't take it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401k's IRA Savings and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I think they figured out why the Costco E. coli outbreak came from and where the source was. It was a celery onion blend that was used in the rotisserie chicken salad from Costco stores, and they think that was the culprit. Remember we talked about E. coli, and it's usually more common in red meat or vegetables. Chicken, less common, but it could still be in chicken. Looks like it was the celery onion blend that had the E. coli. According to a CDC news release, the Montana Public Health Laboratory tested the diced celery onion blend and found, I know that sounds yummy, and found results that quote-unquote indicated the presence of E. coli 0157H7. Now, some of you guys are, you know, kind of going, well, wait a second here. Okay, so now we got E. coli in Costco. We got E. coli in Chipotle. You know, what's going on here? Could it have been the same, you know, sorry about that. I'm kind of typing as I go. You know, could it be the same E. coli? No, it's different. The E. coli that we use in Chipotle was the O26. That E. coli doesn't seem to cause as much of the hemolytic uremic syndrome or the renal failure that we saw with the E. coli of this with the Costco. The H7 is a much worse kind than the O26 one from Chipotle. Now, Chipotle affected a lot more people. So that's why people think it was a worse outbreak, because more people seem to be affected than, I think there was like 45 people affected by the Chipotle E. coli outbreak versus the E. coli outbreak for Costco was only 19 people. But remember, two of those 19 people went into renal failure. Why? It was a completely different strain. And this hemolytic uremic syndrome that this strain could cause can unfortunately, basically hemolytic uremic syndrome. So basically hemolytic, you start breaking up the red blood cells. So the red blood cells start to break up. And as the red blood cells are kind of busting open, it starts to clog the kidneys, so to speak. And so then the kidneys don't work that well. You get the hemolization of your stool. You could see blood in the stool. You could see, blood in the urine. It's not a very, easy thing for people to go through. Nausea, vomiting, malaise, body aches. They feel horrible. And so, the E. coli 157, even though all the E. coli is going to be pretty serious, this is a much more vicious one than the Chipotle outbreak. All right. And again, we usually see it in red meat or vegetables, and sometimes we can see it in chicken and goat and lamb and stuff, okay? So it's sickened 19 people so far in 7 states. Most of the illnesses have occurred in the western United States, like California, Colorado, Missouri, Montana, Utah, Washington, and Virginia. 5 of these patients have been hospitalized, and 2 have developed the kidney failure. So November 22nd, Costco removed all the remaining rotisserie chicken salad, said, look, if you bought it before November 10th or had the item 37719, you could throw it out. Many people did throw it out. Some people did eat it, and they haven't gotten ill. So, it's not every, container had it, but just to be on the safe side, they're like, we're going to chuck it. Now, if, let's say, you're concerned, you're like, okay, well, how do I know? What's the incubation period? It could be up to 10 days. So you could get sick that day. You could get sick in a couple days. Most people get sick in about 3-4 days, but it could take up to 10 days for you to start getting sick. Remember the Listeria? Listeria took weeks for people to get sick. So when they were trying to figure out, if it was cantaloupe or not, how many of you remember eating a little piece of cantaloupe on your breakfast plate that you got at a, breakfast restaurant, from 3.5 weeks ago? And that made it a lot harder to chase down. If a bacterial outbreak hits you pretty quickly, then it's a lot easier to go back and decide. So diarrhea, bloody, abdominal cramps, etc. Many people will recover in a week. Now, this E. coli has the Shiga toxin. This Shiga toxin is what causes most of the events that happen. Not everybody goes into hemolytic uremic syndrome, but a lot of the E. coli sickness comes from this Shiga toxin. An antibiotic will not help that. Okay, once you have that toxin in you, that toxin is going to do what it does until it just kind of, wears out or eliminates. So, yes, you may want to do an antibiotic to get rid of the original E. coli. But usually with these illnesses, the antibiotics don't seem to work because the Shiga toxin is the one that's causing all the havoc. 1-877-DOC-DALY. I know I taught you something. 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right. So, okay, little puppies. Oh, little puppy dog. I had something on Facebook it's been circulating around. I don't get any credit for it, but it's on my Facebook page and Twitter. It's a puppy dog. And, we really love our animals. We think we love them. Oh, I took him for a walk. I rubbed his tummy. I let him sleep with me, on the bed. But no, we need to do more. And there's this picture of a puppy looking at a food. I don't know if it's like a wet food thing with some candles in it. And the caption says, he might only be here for a part of your life, but for him, you are his whole life. And you see this puppy dog getting ready to blow out his candles and eat his pate, meat, whatever. And it's true. You know, I mean, you know, the dog is only there for part of your long life, and hopefully you have a long life. But for us, we're their whole life. All right? We have a dog right now that's aging. And he's aging horribly. And I don't know how much longer we'll have with him. And he's amazing. He's a fellow. He's a fellow that loves getting his rub tummy. And he, and you know, you seem to forget. Well, they're saying that these animals, even though they may, you know, they may drive mom and dad crazy, like my cats do, they reduce anxiety in children. They say pet owners who snuggled up in front of the television with a fluffy friend to watch the American Kennels Club National Dog Show are probably, I guess, already noticing less anxiety than the rest of us who are running around with family and, you know, Black Friday shopping. Because sitting there with your animal, right, and you're not on the computer, and you're not, you know, I mean, I don't like to yell in front of the animals. I like to yell at the animals. But, like, if I have a fight with my husband, I won't do it in front of the animals. Because they're in the room. It's like the kids. You know? And Shaky Boo will not have it. Once I see his ears go back, I'm like, uh-oh. There was a study by Dr. Ann Gadomski, who is a pediatrician, and published Thursday in Preventing Chronic Disease, a peer-reviewed electronic journal established by the National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Foundation. She studied 643 children and wanted to look at the human-animal interaction. And it's been limited in the past because you have small, you know, patient and study sizes, and sometimes the dog goes poo-poo house, and then everybody freaks out anyway. But she found a positive association between having a dog and adult health outcomes. Actually, she also found that with the kids. I apologize. I think that she was looking at the hypothesis of the animals. So, like, well, let's take a look at the kids. No connection was found for weight or physical activity, but the study's results do suggest that children who have a pet dog in the home have a lower anxiety screening score than kids who did not. 12% of children with dogs tested positive for clinical anxiety, compared to 21% of children without dogs. It starts with babies. Toddlers' first words are often the names of pets. Yeah, because you keep yelling, Shaky Boo! Shake! Shake! You know, so of course the kid's going to be like, Shake! See? We had Sushi. Sushi was the dog. It was found on the freeway. And so a friend picked her up, and then we adopted the dog right before Stoney was born. So when we brought Stone home, you know, Sushi was already there for about a month, little Shih Tzu. And Sushi would look at Stone like, all right, how long is he here for? This is my house. And so, you know, Stoney grew up hearing us go, Sush, Sush, Sushi, I'm a Sush, Sush. And so that was one of his first words. Sue. You go, Sue. Like, her name's not Sue, it's Zuzi with a Z. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I always kind of keep an eye on what's going on across the pond, especially in Great Britain. And I guess the doctors were planning a strike this week, and a pretty big one. And we're being told that the strike may be called off. And, you know, I've been kind of keeping you guys up to date on some of the things going on over there. The doctors feel underpaid. They feel overworked. They can't really staff their A&Es, which are their emergency departments. And they say junior doctors' leaders are in last-minute talks over whether to suspend Tuesday's 24-hour walkout by medics. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt said discussions at Conciliation Service ACAS had made progress and considered was now being given to suspending the walkout. Consideration was now being given to suspending the walkout. It appears an outline deal has been reached, but has yet to be fully agreed by the British Medical Association. If the strike on Tuesday goes ahead, it starts at about 8 a.m. and then it would end the same time on Wednesday. However, they say junior doctors would cover emergency care. Mr. Hunt told the House of Commons hospitals had already canceled operations ahead of the strike, and NHS leaders still had to carry on making plans for a walkout. So there's been, I guess, for a while now, a lot of tension between doctors and the government, and it's over a new contract. Okay, remember, things are socialized over there. So the government employs many of the doctors. I think there's some private institutions and private situations out there, but the government's the one that manages this. And talks broke down last year. The dispute escalated in recent months. And the health ministers had offered doctors an 11% pay raise. But this has been offset by curbs to other elements of the pay package. They have something called unsociable hours payments. I'm not really too sure what that is, but my guess is those that are on call or having to work in off-hour times, you know, we're getting incentives, and that started to get cut. The government said the changes are needed to create more seven-day services, but the British Medical Association have warned it could lead to doctors being overworked because safeguards to keep a lid on excessive hours are being weakened. 98% of BMA members who took part in the ballot backed strike action. So we're looking at almost 100% of these British Medical Association doctors. He said that hopefully they made a breakthrough, and you know, maybe the strike won't go on. But you know, they have operations that are being canceled right now, 20,000 operations, and they say 4,000 were supposed to be taking place on Tuesday, and they rearranged already about 10 to 15% of them. And some of you guys are like, well, you know, I don't really care what happens in Great Britain; it's not really affecting us right now, but it will. You know, many of you are really mad at doctors and really, really mad at hospitals, and you guys want the government to step in and run us and run things in general. And I don't know how much I like having the government as my boss. Okay, the government's already in my life just a little too much. And so now you have doctors hired by the government, and the government tells you what hours you should work and tells you how many patients you should see. And, you know, everybody, you know, it's different strokes for different folks, all right? You know, I don't work well on very little sleep. I can tell you that right now. When I was doing my 36-hour shifts, I did my work. I still passed all my tests, took care of my patients. Nobody died on my shift, thank God. But, or as a result of anything I did. But I'm not at my best. And me being a doctor, I want to work on you at my best. I remember having to do 12, 14-hour shifts in an urgent care. And to keep myself alert and awake, I would drink soda pop. Well, I would notice that the caffeine would sometimes make my hand shake. And I was like, okay, that would be like, you know, 12:30, 1 in the morning. And I'm like, I'm not at my best. No. Okay, so if I have to do a minor procedure, I don't want to do it at 1 in the morning when I'm exhausted and I'm needing soda pop for caffeine or coffee. No, this is not how I want to do medicine. And so, you know, even though I complain about Obamacare a lot, I am still very, very grateful that it hasn't gotten to that point where I am being told what to do, when to do call, you know, by another entity. I'm very, very grateful. All right, but things are going to change. Okay, they will. because you guys are asking for it. You guys are asking for the government to make sure that your doctor is available to call in a Z-Pack in the middle of the night, or that your insurance company covers your diabetes and high cholesterol and headache medication and hypertension medication and your gastric bypass and et cetera. Right? You know, you guys are asking for these things to be done. And the only way for the government to be able to afford all that, because the insurance companies won't, is for them to take control. Well, then you have to realize that once that happens, doctors start to unionize and the doctors will be staging walkouts. All right, there's only so much that people will do and people will take. And this is very, very scary. You know, where I live, there was a, at one point when the malpractice insurance companies were fleeing Las Vegas because malpractice suits were at their highest all across, you know, the states, but especially the Las Vegas, there was a walkout of doctors, like all over the city, closing down, et cetera. I wanted to be a part of the main group, and I wanted to, you know, show my support, but I had some real sick patients, okay, that I had to take care of, and there was no way I was going to turn them down because I was having to fight with malpractice companies and you know, the government not providing, the government was not allowing a malpractice cap. And the doctors that fought for us, I am so grateful to them because they got a insurance malpractice cap in place through the legislature. And I am so grateful that that happened. But I was really torn because I had sick patients and there was no way I could turn them away. No way. And it was very frustrating. It wasn't about the money. Trust me, I did not make money that day. But I really had to, you know, I really wanted to help be available. And it's tough. But don't make no mistake. Doctors will strike. All right? If they think that it'll overall help people, they'll do it. Okay? I mean, I've learned something. That happened years ago, and now I'm a lot wiser, and I'm like, look, you know, sometimes for the greater good, there's going to be sacrifices. And so if this happens, and I have to join a bunch of doctors to strike to make sure that patients get the care they need and doctors aren't being overworked and doing half-assed care, you bet your butt I'm going to be standing beside these doctors and making sure this, you know, the proper legislation happens. So I'm not looking forward to this happening in the United States because I think it's going to get ugly. I think our healthcare system is deteriorating so rapidly that a government swoop in is going to really put the nail in the coffin. But I'm getting prepared mentally that it's going to happen, and you should too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Synthetic drug spice has sickened over a dozen in California. In San Diego, 14 people got sick from using synthetic marijuana called spice. This is the second weekend in a row that police officers saw multiple overdoses in the area. 30 people thus now sick. And they were able to find some of the spice. It looks like a tobacco-like substance, all right? And it's, you know, they use chemicals on the product, so you know, people hallucinate. So it's supposed to be, you know, different than what a marijuana high does, gives you. But unfortunately, it is not, it's not regular marijuana. Okay, there are leaves and there's chemicals and so you don't know what the hell you're getting. And it could be pretty dangerous stuff. We've heard of people die. Rapid heartbeat, seizing, unconscious, losing respiration. It's supposed to be illegal in California, but you know, people are still getting hold of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities.
facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.